This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't even fall in temptation. I don't want to see it. When you're truly happy with her, there's no need to look
I
at the temptation.
I just want the record
temptation.
To reflect that his wife is here.
Even if she wasn't here.
You wouldn't do it, Chad.
Would I say the same thing?
So what makes
probably not.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite the skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheel wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Listen, bro. There's not 32 guys better than me. Mm. Put it like that. So if you're asking me, I'm not 32. Like, real talk. Like, I'm like, when you put it like that, bro, I'm not the 32 worst. Like, come on, man.
Top 10, and that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You know what I'm saying?
He top 10?
But
easy.
No. I don't deserve that.
And influencers look at football players as guys who hit each other with the helmets on.
But it's a very high level that we do it at.
Okay, and so do influencers.
So what is
influencers don't give a fuck about football players.
And you should because we earn our money.
I'm not saying me, I'm saying influencers.
No, I'm saying, but we earn our money.
But you turn this into that conversation?
No, I want to turn it into
that conversation. No, we're the boxing gloves. It's about to get real here. No, let me go.
Right now, no. Let me say it.
No, I'm Dana White. I'm too sexy. He's too sexy.
Do you not love anybody? It seems like you love everybody. Like, give me one person you really don't like. Because every time, I love you. Oh, love.
You say love
to everybody.
It's Luke's.
And there might be people that dislike me, but I think that's more an issue with them than it is with me, because I ain't do nothing
wrong.
But
don't you think I said, you can't love everybody, bro?
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, but I ain't never did nothing to you.
Do you love him?
Yeah, I love Chad.
I love you, too. Hey, Fred, I love you, Fred.
I love you, too, bro.
Camera guy. I love you, dude. You in Minnesota? Mm-hmm. You in Minnesota? I'm just okay. Yes.
What you trying to say?
I'm just. You married?
I'm not married.
Who is your?
I'm 21 years old. I'm not married.
Okay. I mean, AIDS ain't nothing today. Who's your cell phone provider?
AT&T.
Who you with?
Verizon.
Is that compatible?
I'm not sure.
That's
the second time.
I'm just.
Yeah.
My bad.
We got Mike Vick on the show.
Yeah,
you know
see,
who Mike Vick is, Chef?
I've heard of him.
What?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. What you mean?
That's enough.
I've heard of him.
What you mean you heard of him?
He played for the Giants, didn't he?
Never wore blue.
Ocho, get her, Ocho.
Never wore blue. I know. New England.
National put me on the same level with Tom Brady.
I know who his wife is.
That's more than enough.
And really, I just want to pull up in a Ferrari with a sexy chick, walk into my Wingstop like, yo, you know what it is, a baby, what you want? Oh, yeah, and get her the fried corn, too.
And mama say hard-headed.
Hey, I came to practice, tell us how we eat McDonald's, man. What's wrong with this?
Every day.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
This dude was so disciplined about getting up early in the morning, being the first at the facility, and going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
if he was that way, if he prioritized his work habits like that, like perfecting being a receiver, bro. There's no telling what he could have been done. Bro, this is no lie. I've never seen anybody's feet as quick as his.
Oh, that's facts.
It's two people that I've seen feet so fast. That's him and Terry Glenn.
I used to get those calls at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you remember
3 o'clock
that?
Do I remember it?
Hey, you know I used to call him and Marvin in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
I recall him. Oh, like,
what? The
listen,
time.
Hey, yo, Coach Hugh. I'm open and hang up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, dead ass.
And wanting to know what the game plan is.
Hey,
and Hugh,
two in the morning?
Yes.
Two, three, four in the morning?
And I'm like, Chad.
What?
Chad, we have meetings coming up here pretty soon.
Four hours.
Oh, coach, it's okay. I'm good.
No, I'm not good. I'm sleeping.
You look at the guys that are in the Hall of Fame from a defensive standpoint. Ray Lewis, Derrick Brooks. Look at Ed Reed. Look at Champ Bailey. Look at all these other guys they're trying to put in the Hall of Fame that somehow make it to the finalist room. Look at John Lynch. These are the same dudes that I've murked every Sunday. Ooh. So what's the problem? I don't care. They can hear it. It's right here. They know what it is. Every Sunday.
See, you
what's the problem?
Come on, Fred. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Okay. What's the problem?
But think about it. Remember the story? First 2 years in the NFL, I stayed at a stadium.
What stadium?
I stayed at Paul Brown Stadium.
What you mean?
My first 2 years in the NFL, I stayed at Paul Brown Stadium. I remember, I'll never forget, our coach was Dick LeBeau, and my mentality of not wanting to spend money in regards to what I got as a signing bonus, I didn't want to touch nothing.
Hold on, so where'd you stay? Where'd you sleep? What you mean?
What do you call it? The player's room. Leather couch, game room, water, food, cafeteria. There was no... No, don't laugh.
Bro, there ain't no way you stayed in the locker room, bro. Bruh,
you...
Dog, are y'all tripping?
Did you ever bring somebody back to the...
I mean, I had nights.
I wasn't even into that.
You
weren't
worried about that.
I was strictly football.
Baker Mayfield. Quarterback, Cleveland Browns, first pick of the draft. I stood on the table to draft him. The biggest regret I have is that I didn't personally coach him. I gave that job as the offensive coordinator to someone else. I'm not going to mention his name because I thought that was a bad decision on my part.
Yeah. But you gave up football, and this is me, I'm old school, to make videos and put on the internet.
Honestly, man, it was some dark times. I did a lot of thinking. I did a lot of reaching out to people who were important in my life. A lot of crying, a lot of sleepless nights trying to make that decision. But at the end of the day, it came down to a passion. What did I love the most? What made me happiest?
When y'all walked in the visiting team hotel, y'all saw the fans lined up behind the little ropes, right?
Yeah.
And behind them were another row of people. Y'all ain't never looked behind that second row to them girls sitting back there with them skirts on.
I never really
that
looked.
Was smiling.
Yeah, but what you gonna do? Man, we got security guards on every floor.
I would sprint upstairs to get my bag in the room and sprint straight downstairs. Every away game I ever played in, I would find a strip club in the area. And we go to the strip club. When we went to Buffalo, we go over to Toronto because Buffalo got garbage strip clubs. That's why we never beat Buffalo Bills because we were partying.
How we go from being in tune with the women's body to
I'm
UPS
in tune.
Man?
It don't take long on this show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is what
y'all
is.
Switch gears, bro. But y'all switch gears over here real quick.
Hey, T.O., a lot of times, we be like, damn. We need to keep rolling and go to a whole
nother. Oh, man.
That's a whole.
Y'all need to change this show to switching gears.
I found some drawers one time in my parents' room sneaking around, and my dad had a pair of drawers that was an elephant on the front.
Oh, man.
And the trunk wasn't there, but it was a hole where the trunk was. And I always looked at my mom and daddy different after that. That's why you don't get your mom.
I got in trouble with my grandma when she had that big old, what you call it, the douche, and had the pump thing
the
in the
end. The red one.
Yeah. I mean, it was huge. It was huge. It was always on the back of the door. Mm-hmm. I swear for God.
He got a foundation. Like, you got me.
Yeah.
Like, I need that.
Yeah.
Nigga, I yearn for that.
Yeah. Well,
pray from here to here, to here to here, to here. Like, having fun, that's my problem. I need to stop having so much fun. Like, I want what he got.
Well, people will say, well, he had multiple chances, you know? And I think in life, you know, sometimes we make mistakes because we would be perfect if this wonderful thing we call life came with fucking directions, then none of us would fuck up.
I think you can still play in the NFL if you didn't eat McDonald's.
What? What does my intake
What do you mean, what is your intake? You can't eat McDonald's and think you're going to be a pro.
Have you seen this?
Man, what is he about to pull out?
I'm about to take my shirt off, man.
Who's a better chef?
Oh. So here's what I'm gonna. So let me just tell you this.
Let me get messy, Chan.
So it's not. Let me just.
I ain't a part of this. Hello? Yeah, come on, chef.
Come here.
Oh, damn.
So here's the thing.
Oh, my man.
I'm still my I Am Athlete. What'd you say? I gotta leave? Okay, there's a car outside. There's a car outside for me. Okay, I'll be right there.
How is it?
Yeah, it's good. Chef, it's cool.
You're not taking a kicker off of a team and putting that bastard at any other real position. And I'm sorry, son. I said real position.
Hey, I'm a go kicker out there
because you didn't want to go out there with them real men and knock heads every
day. You got to get at him,
bro. You got to see me, bro. You have to see the foot. You got to see what I do,
That's
bro.
What I'm talking
just,
about.
Bro, if you was that, and I've never seen you play ball.
Yeah.
But I'm just in there just kicker general. I'm not jumping on you. But if you were that damn athletic, you wouldn't be a kicker.
But what if I could do both? That's what makes me different. I feel like I'm a hybrid. You see guys like Taysom Hill. He's out there running a rock, throwing a rock, doing all types of things. I feel like if the right coach gets his hands on me, I'm a Swiss Army knife. I could do whatever. I could line up, run fakes, throw the ball, catch the ball, kick it 60 yards.
Yeah. What is the smallest amount of human beings in the NFL?
There's only two.
What are they at what position?
There's only two. You're right. The punter and the kick. And
what
the
about long snap?
And long snap. Right. It's three up. And y'all are specialists. And y'all stay down there in y'all's little boy corner all day long and play with each other while we practice on the real goddamn
man,
field.
I wish you would have seen me out there today training, bro.
It's a skill. It's not an athletic skill. It's a skill.
But all you need is a skill set.
Yes, and that's what kickers are. Kickers are golfers. They can do this shit here a bunch of times in a row.
Bubba, get him, please.
This is something that I can't say that you're an athlete, like an athlete, a
athletes
sport.
Can athletes play just about every sport, you think, if you're athletic?
If you're athletic, yes, you can play every sport.
So you think you could drive a NASCAR?
Yeah, they turn left.
You think you can go 190 miles an hour with the other 42 cars?
And not look like this?
You don't drive between your toes.
You just drive the general foot.
My belly button smells like a homeless person's.
You have to clean your belly button.
I don't clean my belly button. It tingles my indoors.
Get some like alcohol and just.
It tingles all my indoors.
I'm scared what you're going to find in there. You have to do it gently.
But when you reach inside your belly button, it doesn't tingle all your indoors?
No. You could just do it gently.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Yours is probably really dirty.
How do you know it's? You just go like this sometimes and just smell?
I got an innie.
Then you really need to clean it.
You ever sit there, put your finger in it, and go like this?
Obviously, he does. He knows how it smells.
Do it now. Do it now. Show us what you do.
I put my rib tank top sometimes, and I dig in there, and that joke will come out. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'd be like, who is that?
Belichick and Brady, right? It was a perfect marriage for as long as it lasted. And now you're looking at what makes the NFL with the rule changes and everything. You have a veteran quarterback, a great quarterback in Tom Brady. So I think it's a bit of a 55-50. I won't even call it that big of a margin. I got to call it that. Belichick's
a
great coach.
I know what you said, 55-50.
My math. Oh. He's way off. What am I drinking?
But.
55-45.
Fred, I'm with you, Fred. Fred, we did, and it was way higher than 100.
But that's Tom Brady. You feel me? I didn't discredit nobody.
You discredited yourself?
No, it just grinds my testicles how they talk about us.
Hey, Ocho, that's not the saying. That just grind my gears.
Oh, gears.
No one's ever said grind my testicles.
You know what I mean?
You just started something. That's what I mean.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code ATHLETE at checkout. That's ATHLETE at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Boy, L of your back. I say, man, let's do this. Who's my opponent? And so I'm just waiting on my opponent. So I'm here to let y'all know first, June 6th, you know, Sweet Feet Johnson, if I'm going there, do what I do best.
Hey, how you killed me, you better kill him.
Chad.
Ocho. No, I need you to say
Chad.
It like
no, Ocho. Ocho.
Like you say, Ocho. Fred. Say Ocho.
Ocho.
I want to hear this.
Ocho.
Talk to me, baby.
You remember Nate Robinson? You remember what happened to him?
The basketball player?
Booty in the air.
What we got today? What we got today?
Baked chicken, yellow baked chicken, rice, yellow baked rice.
Beans. Baked beans.
No, nothing green. I told you I was going to make it up to
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
And I did. Nothing green.
Nothing green.
Nothing green.
Chef, if you don't get out, that boy fighting, he about to fight somebody on Mayweather Promotions. If you don't get that boy greens and carbs and the right fatty acids, I need this boy on the show. I ain't trying to have another Nate Robinson. Feed this boy. Is it Ocho or is it science?
It's Ocho.
If you tapped into the science, maybe you wouldn't have been tired.
I didn't if I had my damn McDonald's, because this is what happened. When you listen, nah, y'all laughing. I ain't bullshit. When you go into their camp and the discipline that they do, if you're going to come in here, we ain't bullshit with you. Right. You're going to have to do everything we do. That's waking up at 5 a.m. to run 3 miles. I got to do the pool work, do everything they do, including the eating. Now, what they don't know is I cheated and had McDonald's for breakfast. They don't know that part.
Who brought
but
you
now
McDonald's?
They do. Huh?
Who brought the breakfast?
Sherelle.
Oh, Sherelle's the problem. Yeah. Change my mind.
I promise. It's not like going down the highway.
If they ran their ass around this loop, I'd be impressed. They're driving. The car's doing
the work.
But
did you watch his hands?
It was.
They were moving.
He actually explained it to us where you have to feel the back tires and the front tires of this machine that doesn't know gender. That's machine. But the machine is doing it.
To explain to this guy why you guys are an athlete.
I'm receptive to it, yes.
Okay, at Daytona, like, you're just, like, you're flat out. You're not even using, like, your brake foot, okay? You're just using one leg, okay? Like, for me, after the race, I was so sore. And, like, I literally, it looks like somebody beat me up just because I had all these bruises all over my body just from the G-forces.
Wow.
Because I felt that. That it pushed you back in the chair
like,
and all the strap
for, like,
up.
Several
and
hours and, like, your belts are tight and the wheel's moving. Like, there's never a point when you're just like still, especially when you're in a pack, like the car is moving around without you trying to make it move.
I drove an RV to Minnesota one time. It was like 20 hours.
I promise it's different. I promise it's different.
One third of the women in our league make $22,000 a year.
How many games? Huh?
Exactly, like below poverty line.
How many games?
20,
yeah, about 25.
To 30 years.
Yeah.
25 games?
What would you tell the draft picks that are coming out this year?
Call that draft. Like, if you did enough to get drafted in the first round, like, I'm happy for you, you know what I'm saying? But in real life, that don't matter.
Right.
I mean, when the smoke clear, we're going to see who's standing.
Oh, listen, I can swim. I can swim. A lot of people don't know I can swim because I don't like to get my hair wet.
Right. Huh?
So,
like, if you wanted to grow it out, you...
No,
if you let your hair grow...
Yes, I have a full set of hair.
Chad.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. We're talking in circles. Wake up! What is wrong with you? You know it's not gonna happen as much as I'd love it to.
First of all, y'all, first of all, I'll say this. First of all,
you have to have a load of with balls.
First of all, I'm gonna say this. I'm saying sorry, Dre. Sorry, Dre. Sorry, Dre. This is about to go real left. Sorry, Dre. First of all, y'all don't even know what the y'all talking about, because y'all talking about the NBA got everybody got guaranteed contracts, and it's false.
They do.
Searching this, and I'm telling you, it's the truth. No, they don't. Not everybody that's on the NBA roster
like
have a guaranteed
contract. There's two-way contracts. There's two-way contracts, and then there's the top dog. There's the top dog.
No, it's not. There's four guys on the NBA team that got guaranteed contracts, and everybody else can be cut today and don't got nothing.
And don't have land dime.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
B, come on, bro. Let's call it what it is, bro. You're wrong.
Chan, listen to me. The facts of the matter is that I was right. There's plateaus and then there's platforms.
B, I mean,
we're on the same page.
He just won't listen.
Fred, please stop.
You let me finish, I can help you. Fred, I'm saying the same you thinking. I don't know why you sitting there with your hat.
Ocho, you don't, this is not Ocho versus science.
It's not Ocho versus science, but it's facts versus fiction. The predicament that you're predicting is not predictable.
We know the NBA. You're not honest with yourself, you're fucking wrong. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You're f***ing wrong.
Come on, B.
Guys, is it safe to say that I was right? Is it safe to say that I was right?
Listen to what you're saying. Replay what you said and then fast forward and then take it again and then think about it.
The fact of the matter, I want to sit down, but I got to stand up.
Listen to me. Listen to me clear. You don't know the facts. The fact of the matter is you don't know the facts.
This is not science. This is fiction.
Come on, B.
It was fiction.
It's not that difficult, bro.
That's why everybody loves this show, because we so real. And we pure. And when you got that silk, it's just different. Take me back to draft day. I mean, you and you, your brother and your mom cried. Why?
First of all, my dream was to be in the first round. I felt like I had set myself up for that. I felt like I went to, one of the Power Five schools, or what they call it. I went to LSU. I pretty much led the team in receiving for the 2 years that I did start. And, I thought that I put myself in position to be a first round draft pick, and then some of the guys that went in before me, obviously kudos to them, cheers to them, because they had tremendous college careers as well. You know what I'm saying? The cards fell where they lay, but I think for me, it was more about, I felt embarrassed. Then we get the call and I was happy that I accomplished my a goal of making it to the NFL, but I was mad as because I felt like them other 12, man. I ain't hating, but like, all right, come on, like, let's not like we got to start all over again.
Did you use that for motivation?
For sure.
My dad, he was this massive thing to a lot of people, and growing up watching that, it was awesome, right? My dad was a superhero in my eyes, but then when I tried to compete, I knew I wasn't going to do what he did. I just knew I wasn't going to do it. He was a once-in-a-generational kind of guy.
Lowest moment of your life?
That's suicidal.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was suicidal. I was
That's deep.
Everything, dog. I had everything. Every time you turn on the TV, I was on every commercial, top of my game, playing two sports. And I tried to take myself out in Cincinnati, Ohio, basically because my babies had been taken from me. That was the only thing I felt like loved me at the time. Everybody else, they loved what I did, but they didn't love me because they didn't know me.
I'm looking at my child. I don't care about anything else. I'm looking at my child, and I'm looking at my responsibilities. I'm looking at a child that's crying, that's afraid to tell their father.
Wow.
That they're different than what you probably thought I was, Dad. I don't want to play basketball. I'm not a boy. I feel that I am X, Y, and Z, right? I'm looking at my child scared to tell me. And I feel like I am pretty open at this time. Right. I realized that I needed to do better and I needed to do more and I needed to educate myself. And so what I did is I picked up the phone. I researched as much as I can because I needed to understand. I sat down with my child and I asked questions because I didn't know. Because it's not our job and our responsibility to tell you who you are. You are going to be who you're going to be. It's my job to try to put you in the best positions to help you reach that goal of who you want to be. But it's not my job to tell you.
And I called from three other people. Wait, how you even get my number when my number changed in December? So I knew it was an issue. And I called my brother right away. And then he answered the phone crying. I just hung up. I already knew what time it was. And so then I mentally prepared myself to bury my old girl. And here we go.
Bro, I'm here for you. I love you, bro. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing that and whatever, bro, like.
Oh, we can hugs?
Yeah.
Come on, bring that shit here.
Yeah,
we got to do it like Martin.
Come on, bro. Look, Fred, he still got that machismo stuff going on. Come on over here,
man,
bro.
Man, they want to touch like, each other.
Straight up, bro. We good. Love you, bro.
Hey, respect. But at the same time, this is what the young boy need to see.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what they need to see, man. You good?
I'm good, bro. Yeah. Don't grab my butt.
See, dog.
I was about to cry with you. And you say, don't grab my butt.
I was talking to Shannon.
Give me a hug, bro. Love you, bro.
We go in games before big games. We go in the stadium and we say, all right. Yeah, we look around. It's time to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I didn't know when they were going to happen. You're heading to the track. It don't feel different than any other weekend, but for some reason, you walk in, you're like, I feel good.
It just happened.
This is going to be a good one.
Let me tell you what it did for me. I would just start crying.
Really?
I don't know where the tears come from, but every time I cried before a game and I didn't do it on purpose, I had 150 or better. Mm-hmm. My coach said, Fred, you going to cry today? I don't know. It just happened.
We done had so many conversations on this show
about opening
crying
up.
And opening up, and you ain't cried yet. And you cried on the field?
Look, I can't make it happen. Y'all cry because y'all just want to hug.
Fred.
Y'all want to have a hug fest.
And my mind routed me as an asshole. I'm an asshole.
Okay.
Rowdy.
We're friends.
Rowdy, are you an asshole?
I am. I've been known to be quite the big butthole. Yeah, absolutely.
And
should he embrace it?
Embrace it. And he has embraced it because in every sport, no matter what you do in life, you have to be the villain. It's okay to be the villain. The villain at times is glorified and hated by many, but it's a great role to have.
He's speaking from experience right there.
Yeah.
He knows the role.
Yeah, that I do. That's why I love you and the way you carry yourself, your aura, your energy, your type mentality when it comes to racing.
Which way should money flow in family? Which way should it go?
Down.
Just go down.
Yes.
When you got your first check, who you had to take care of?
Parents.
We had to go backwards.
Oh, Wale.
Oh,
We had to go backwards.
Grab the snake, boy. She's talking to you. Her name's Sasha. Okay, she's bad.
Two hands open like that. Why don't you
treat it like a bad girl?
Yep, just like that.
Now just raise up.
Now pick it up. Yep, go with the belly. Perfect.
Grab the frame.
Right there.
There you go, B.
There you go.
Boom.
Now remember, she's not gonna bite you. That's all you need to worry about. That's all you need to worry about. So you can chill.
Calm down.
You know what I'm saying? You chilling.
Count to 10.
You chilling.
Don't look at the snake, B.
Okay,
I'm right here.
B. Okay.
Stay with me.
I'm with you.
Stay with me.
I'm with you.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good.
It was good?
It was good.
How the kids?
They good.
How's the family?
Good.
You know, 100%.
I'm done with this fucking shit. What I eat is going to make me catch better, get the fuck open,
it's not
score
about
a touchdown.
That. It's not about
no,
that.
No, it's not.
It's
either
not
you got
that.
It.
It's not about that.
How you been hurt? Chad, how many times you got hurt?
You know what's in... Never! Never!
How many times you been hurt?
Never!
Brandon,
how many times you been hurt?
And you butt no, but tell you what though, you was lining up with your 40 grand of proteins a day, and you got hurt, and he was eating McDonald's, never got hurt.
You don't believe in climate change either.
You don't believe in climate change? Don't ever.
Hey, Chad, do you believe in climate change?
What? Yeah, it was 90 degrees earlier, now it's 50.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills, that's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you got a light that we're getting real straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.